scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
And Megan, you are broadcasting live from your house.
From my bed.
Yeah. are you gonna get through it today?
I don't know, man. But you know what? I know I need this first item. Because it's National Kids Take Over the Kitchen Day.
Oh.
I need my kids to take over the kitchen, but I don't want them to just like, I don't know, throw together some kind of crappy meal. I want them to make me like chicken soup.
Yeah.
And then I want them to clean everything, including the pots and pans. They're terrible at that.
See, yeah, that's the thing is you let the kids take over the kitchen and they can cook. I mean, you have them cook something simple, but most of the time it ends up being where they don't do the dishes. So, yeah,
right.
It doesn't really work out for you.
It sometimes is more punishment for the parents,
I think. Yeah. But I think that's a great idea, especially since you're sick. So you might have heard about the new iPhone, the iPhone X or the iPhone 10 is what they're calling it.
Yeah.
So they announced that yesterday, and the pre-order is going to be available at the end of October. But you may have also heard about the new features, and all of that is going to have a pretty big price tag, right around $1,000.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's going to have a bunch of fancy stuff like face
recognition.
Like
what? I don't need that.
Yeah, like instead of the home button that you turn your phone on and everything, it's just going to recognize your face, and that's how you're going to unlock your phone.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah, it's got like a 3D camera and a bunch of other stuff, but it doesn't seem to be gaining a bunch of interest from a lot of people, according to SurveyMonkey. Just 10% of people said that they were extremely interested in the new iPhone, and 11% said very interested, and so on and so forth. On the flip side, 35% said that they weren't interested at all about the new phone.
No, I think I fall in that 35%. I feel like, you know, some of these features, it's like it's just pushing it. It's like the benefit's not there. I don't see the payoff to paying that much money for something like that.
And it doesn't even give you enough time. They've been recently releasing so many new phones that it doesn't even give you enough time to get used to the phone that you already have.
I know. I feel like I'm just getting to know my old iPhone, which isn't even the last gen. It's like the one before that. So
it's like speed dating with phones.
Exactly. It's a little much. Well, this story is kind of a bummer. WFMZ claims Scott Dixon, a fellow in Kansas City, brought his girlfriend Ruth to the park and so he could propose to her on a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
As he was dropping down to one knee, the engagement ring, oh boy, slipped out of his hands.
Oh, no.
I know, and fell into the water. So a GoFundMe page has been set up for a new engagement ring. And so far, as of this story being released, a couple $100 had been donated, but the ring has yet to be found. Maybe this will be one of those stories where it turns up like in 45 years.
Yeah. Or like it ends up like a message in a bottle just kind of somehow floats to some like all the way across the world and somebody finds it. Yeah, that could be.
Could happen.
So Metro UK, you might like this, says that a woman and her daughter making headlines because they put up their Christmas decorations already.
Oh, okay.
So this mom is from Merseyside, England, and she said it was Lily Mae's birthday, her daughter, on September 1st, and she's always knows that Christmas comes up after it. So she asked, could we put the tree up? And I just thought, hey, why not? We love Christmas, but we don't normally put up the lights this early. We usually wait until at least the end of October or somewhere in the middle of November. But she just loves the tree, and there's no harm in it. My friends and family says that I'm mad, and my fella says that just sat and laughed his head off when we were decorating, and I don't care. There's no harm in it, and it makes us both happy.
Yeah, I mean, I wish you'd done that whole thing in a British accent, because it would have made the mad part sound so much fun.
We usually wait until around the end of October.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I'm going to be doing that this year. And I have a bunch of kids with fall birthdays, but I'm not that ahead of things. I don't even know where my Christmas decorations are right now.
I don't even know if I have any. I've moved recently, so I have no idea where they are. So I got to find them. Yeah. Usually every year I just buy new ones. Because I can never find the box that of Christmas decorations. They're somewhere.
You need to get organized.